Creates Art Podcast. Project. National Poetry Writing Month. Day 2. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April 2024, and in April, we celebrate National Poetry Writing Month. Well, I celebrate it. Anyhow, this is my fifth year in a row for participating in this project. Now, you can find it at, you can find out how to participate at NAPOWRIMO, that's NAPOWRIMO.net. And what it is it's a challenge, a 30-day challenge. And each day you go and get a prompt from the website, or you can get a prompt from anywhere. It's always up to you. And you write a poem to that prompt. Now, in the past, I've actually, way back, I've done a book based on the prompts a long time ago. And I called that book Wisdom from the Sack. And you can get that on Amazon. And it's where I was, basically homeless in Chicago. And that kept me going. And it's each year, it's always been a really special thing for me to participate in it. And, quite frankly, I'm looking at possibly making a book out of it again this year, using some of the best ones that that I enjoyed writing. So look for that later on in this year. That's my goal anyways, is to create a book for it. Anyhow, why do I do this? Well, I want to make sure that I'm practicing what I preach. And if I'm telling you, to get out there and create something, I want to make sure that I'm out there and creating something as well. And I want to show you that it can be done. So not only am I writing a poem, but I'm recording a podcast episode and putting it out there for you. So it is a bit of a challenge. And, yes, I am putting a big weight on me, but it reminds me of the power of poetry and the power of podcasting, kind of combined and mixed together. And that's, the real reason I got into podcasting in the first place. So let's talk about our prompt for today. Today's prompt is a challenge to write a platonic love poem. In other words, a poem not about a romantic partner, but some other kind of love. Your love for your sister or a friend, or even your love for a really good Chicago deep dish pizza. And that is the best pizza around. I think you will agree with me on that. And if you don't, foo on you. The poem should be written directly to the object of your affections, like a letter is written to you. It should describe at least three memories of you engaging with that person or thing. So, without further ado, I am going to go ahead into today's poem. This one is called When You Found Me. When you found me, I was the ripe old age of 19. Didn't know my ass from a hole in the ground, and some days I still feel the same. When I walked into that coffee shop in Abilene, Texas, and I still live there in my mind, you welcomed me, gave me a start on my journey, made sure my favorite things played in that dust bowl of a town, where I thought I had landed on Mars, and the civilization I encountered before didn't prepare me for what was ahead. When you found me again, I was driving all over my hometown of Screw City, getting high 13 times a day. I sat there with an old friend whose feet stank of bad cheese, who didn't have enough money to pay for electricity, who had a god that he followed religiously, whose sister was my next conquest. You stood by me and made sure my car didn't kill anyone, including me. You and my old friend listened to my rantings as I read books from other madmen and found that you had found them as well, and I wanted to emulate them in the hopes you would cradle me in your warmth. When you found me next, I was still on the weed, and I handed you over to my nephew in hopes he would surpass me in hopes he wouldn't have to struggle as much, in hopes he'd be able to handle the dragon raging on the inside. You found him, but he was too young, and had others finding him, helping him tell his story, accompanying him through his journey. And now in the morning, when he sleeps in after driving around all night, I invoke you to slip into his brain and provide some sort of relief. When you found me the first time, before the coffee shops, before the weed, before the searching amongst the madmen for sanity, I listened to you in the dark, not knowing what I was hearing, but feeling something was there, rebelling against the circumstances that I lived through. You spoke no words to me, but you prepared me for what I am today, and for where the journey would take me, letting me know that there was other paths that I would not follow, until further down the road. A kid in his bedroom, headphones on, listening to your murmurs that I listen to every night, calming my fears, calming my mind. And when I need you, you're always there, closer than lovers, closer than real friends. When you found me sitting in the middle of the night with my newly born children, I let them listen to your soft voice in that hospital room with an exhausted wife. I gave you entrance because you were the only one I would entrust with what had been entrusted to me. And I relish the day that I see in my mind's eye when my children sit at my feet and listen with intent to the sounds without words, to the feelings you allow me to feel, and we can escape this world of impending doom and know that we have one friend who will never leave us, even when we stray. When you find them, I look forward to that day. When you find me is when I find myself. Okay, that's it for today. I want to thank you for taking a listen as we do this project of National Poetry Writing Month. National Novel Writing Month is in November, so we'll get to that soon enough. Not trying to work too far ahead. But again, I want to thank you for listening in as I created this poem here today and read it to you and as I participate in this project. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can reach out, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I definitely want to hear what's going on, where you're at, and what journey you're on. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and give this a shot for yourself. If you're looking for some inspiration, what better way than to get a prompt sent to you? Well, not sent to you, but you have to look for it each and every day. And let's see what turns up, you know, in your mind, in your creations. So give it a shot for yourself and see if you can make it all 30 days. I'm going to do my darndest to make sure that I make it all 30 days. If this has been helpful to you, you feel free to go ahead and share it with a friend in your podcast app of choice. I'm sure there's a share button. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know, you can share it that way with somebody. And again, if you would like to see something in the show, or if you would like to, you know, review the show, feel free to reach out to me. I definitely want this to be a 5-star show for you, but I need your help in letting me know what's going to make it a 5-star show for you. So again, reach out, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. Speaking about sharing, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About, and you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I, you know, go through all the podcasts in the world and find the best ones that are binge-worthy for you, so that way you can outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Again, you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. All right. Well, I'm going to leave you for the rest of your day here. I hope it's a wonderful one and a very creative one for you. So go out there. Tame your inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there and write a poem or create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you tomorrow.